up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1068. In this episode, I'll discuss using one versus two bag protocols for the treatment of diabetic ketoacidosis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1068. And now, on to the episode. In the management of diabetic ketoacidosis, it is essential to deliver isotonic IV fluids with additional electrolytes as well as dextrose. To accomplish this, one of two methods is generally used, a one-bag method, which has the dextrose, saline, and other electrolytes mixed together, and a two-bag method that gives the dextrose separately. In an effort to determine which of these methods is best, a group of authors published in Annals of Emergency Medicine a systematic review and meta-analysis looking at the two-bag versus one-bag method for adult and pediatric diabetic ketoacidosis management. The authors included 9 adult and 12 pediatric studies in the analysis. The primary outcomes of interest were the incidence of hypoglycemia and the time to resolution of DKA. There were over 3,300 patients represented in the adult studies and over 1,300 in the pediatric studies. The authors found that in both the adult and pediatric studies, the two-bag method was associated with a reduced incidence of hypoglycemia with a risk ratio of 0.5 and a nearly 2-hour faster time to DKA resolution. In the adult-only population, the two-bag method was associated with a nearly 4-hour shorter duration of IV insulin and a reduced incidence of hypokalemia with a risk ratio of 0.84. The authors concluded the two-bag method is associated with reduced incidence of hypoglycemia and time to DKA resolution in both pediatric and adult populations. While the one-bag method may seem more straightforward to implement, the two-bag method is associated with clinically meaningful improvements in outcomes for both adult and pediatric populations. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. From the time of this recording until 10 p.m. Eastern on Friday, October 10th, you can get a special recurring quarterly membership of 3 months for the price of 2 to the Hospital Pharmacy Academy. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is my online membership site that will teach you practical, critical care, and hospital pharmacy skills you can apply at the bedside so that you can become confident in your ability to save lives and improve patient outcomes. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/quarterly. Current monthly members of the Hospital Pharmacy Academy can also access this discount by going to their member profile page at pharmacyjoe.com/profile. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.